Speaking of, this is Palestinian footage right here.
Start a fucking revolution.
Me and Devin went to the gas station down the street. We were just singing right. That.
You guys were pouring gas on yourself to light yourself on fire.
It's a great jingle.
You're self-emulating to protest the cost of Burger King mm-hmm. going up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the Burger Kings being closed.
Two Whopper Juniors for just $5. Light yourself on fire in front of Trump's trial.
Yeah. Right. The reporter's just like, I'm seeing a man. He's eating a bunch of onion rings. The grease is on fire. He was covered in onion ring grease and he's on fire
right
now.
It looks like
now.
He had a bad batch of chicken fries.
He's turned into a candle because of all the fat.
You want char-broiled burgers back at Burger King.
Yeah, that's...
When they used to char them.
I'm like, do you guys remember, you used to have chicken finger french fries.
I told Ben that he died, like, today, I think, the guy.
The guy?
Oh, the self-emulating guy?
The retard who lit himself on fire, he died.
He died, I think, today or yesterday, and it was like, I imagine the doctors just came in, they just, like, held a Bic lighter up to his nose, like, let's finish the job. They held him up like when you start a fire and like Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're blowing on him. Like,
yeah, they just picked up the ashes of him. Like when you're cleaning up camping. Put a big percolator on his belly.
Yeah, some drunk uncle pissed on him. Mm-hmm. Put out the embers.
They go, before we kill you, we want you to know everybody thinks you're a retard. And then they just close his nose.
They go, you know, you didn't even have a point. You know, no matter what, you would have been retarded for doing this, mm-hmm. but you didn't even have a retarded point.
And now you look like prosciutto. Congrats.
His manifesto reads like a woman telling a story.
It does.
I'm like, wait, it just goes everywhere. Yeah. He's like, Epstein didn't kill himself and mm-hmm. Bitcoin.
Yeah, he's like mad at a friend or something. Yeah.
Like, I don't really care, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I saw the videos he uploaded on Hate Watch and it's just like within a second you're like, oh, this guy like is a retarded guy.
Yeah.
You know what I knew
he sucked? I don't think he's crazy, by the way. I think he's just a retard.
I think he's so dumb. That's the thing. Is I think he's so mm-hmm. retarded he didn't know fire burns you. He thought it was like cool.
Oh, right. Yeah, he thought it was just like mm-hmm. emblematic.
He thought
something.
It would make him like at the worst it would make him a little shorter like it does to candles. But mm-hmm. he didn't understand what it does to the human body.
He's one of those guys that like there's been like 17 group chats started with him not in them.
Yes.
Like
every time he's added to a new group chat, it's 2 weeks countdown before another group chat gets made without him in it.
Even like the QAnon like midget guy that like whatever that guy was that ran QAnon, mm-hmm. the, like the Vern Troyer guy.
Yeah,
even those guys were like, started a group chat. This guy sucks ass.
Oh, yeah. Nick Fuentes is like, oh, I got another message from the fire retard. Oh, God
Nick Fuentes was like, does he hate Jews or not? The guy's so all over the place.
I know, that was the thing. Is like, he didn't even have like a message.
Message.
I didn't know if he was pro-Trump, anti-Trump. I had no idea.
When I first saw it, I was like, he must be pro-Trump and he's upset they're prosecuting him and he's outside of Trump's trial and he's like, this is bullshit.
Right.
But then you realize it was like...
He's like a New World Order guy or some shit.
He's a nothing guy.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's that, man.
He had nothing to say. He kind of reminded me of like my uncle, actually, who's like...
Your uncle who set himself on fire.
I think homeless right now. No, no. If he set himself on fire, that'd be like a big step up for his life.
He's currently frozen solid.
It would bring him some warmth if he were to set himself on fire.
You guys joke, by the way, about like protesting to bring... Like, like the whole thing with BK, I have fucking bad news for fat fucks out there. I just saw this and shed a tear today. A lot of the McDonald's, they're removing the soda machines, so you have to pay to get a refill now.
What? What?
I know, man.
Are you serious?
Start a fucking revolution. Start a fucking revolution.
I'll look it up just to be sure. Are you serious?
I'm going to look it up to be sure. I saw it on Twitter.
People are going to be chaining themselves to the soda machines like when they're cutting down trees.
Here's
in
the thing.
North
I don't,
California.
I don't think this is legally possible. I think the government will call the McDonald's CEO and be like, listen, we need people to die and you're stopping that.
Yeah, Biden will be like, people have too much energy and they're starting to look at the news.
He goes, I'm starting to see people out there. No more tumors because they can't get the free refill.
We need these people on so much hummingbird syrup it actually makes them docile. We need to turn them into human cattle.
I'm not kidding. That actually, like, that we do.
Wow.
Yeah, the burger chain recently announced the definitive end of its customer-led soft drink machines, although they could take a while to disappear completely.
I love
I'll show you on Twitter.
No!
Can you scroll up real quick, Ben? I just love the corporate speak of, what was it called, customer-facing self-service soda machines?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of just, like, fat fuck drink fountains.
Yeah, fat guy spigots.
Yeah. Human troughs.
Okay. I'll show you on Twitter, though.
Well, this is actually a major sign of things to come.
Yeah.
This is a much bigger deal than we're even making.
We are
going to
be in
right
Mad
now.
Max, but they will be fighting over those AMC soda machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be people fighting over like that they couldn't get fucking Sprite with their Coke.
The last bottle of Sprite remix.
They go, I haven't had a suicide in fucking 7 years. Like, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, big long beard.
He's
and skull on your head.
On the front of a fucking, like, you know, death machine.
Just trying to get one can of that old school cherry Coke with the Passion of the Christ cover on it.
Look at this guy. So this is what a lot of your McDonald's are going to look like now. They removed the drink station at my local McDonald's. No more free refills. Well,
they're like, we're leaving the trough so you can throw up your meals inside of it.
I will. I mean, I'll never go to a McDonald's again after after this. This is bullshit.
Yeah,
That is extreme bullshit. That is not okay. That is the only thing you get in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got these food islands. The only thing these people have is their soda.
Yeah. Let them have their opium dens.
Let them have the soda.
This could be our tea in the harbor moment. Mm. It really could.
You know what I've always wondered? Like, because there's so many calories and, like, soda and shit. Like,
sure.
I watch all these survival shows. I love, like, Alone and Naked and Afraid and stuff. And it's always, like, showing calories and all that. I'm like, what if these guys never were able to, like, catch a grouse or a squirrel or something? If they just had soda, would they live? Because there's calories in it? There's carbs and sugar.
I saw a fat guy in like Britain. He lost like 370 pounds and he fasted for I believe it was
a whole year, 370 days.
I think it was 370 days. And he lost like 400 pounds or something.
I think he was from Wales or Ireland. Yeah, and he went from like 525 down to like 160 in a year.
He looked good too.
Didn't eat food.
He did not eat food.
Took one daily multivitamin and a bunch of water, and that's all he had.
Yeah, he took the vitamins that he needed to survive, and I think he drank tea and coffee also.
Tea and coffee, and the vitamins were probably those little dinosaurs that you put in a cup of water and expand.
Flintstone vitamins.
Yeah,
and he allowed himself Frappuccinos every day, but
of course, you know who else did that for a diet for a year? John Knopf. John was like, I don't eat, I just have a Frappuccino a day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John's like, dude, I just eat the inside of the fries. That's the new diet.
Wait, so really? Okay, so you can, because I've also
heard of a thing
you
that
you could just wander through the wilderness and drink Coke.
Yeah,
you could.
There's also a thing, apparently, I heard all the fat Jews who went into the Holocaust, they died first, actually. For some reason.
Because they couldn't, they were like so shocked they didn't have food.
I think it was the shock from not only are they starving to death, but now they're having Pepsi withdrawals.
They weren't used to it.
And they just start shaking like heroin addicts.
That is so interesting, because on all these nature shows or all these, like Alone, like a lot of these people will bulk up and they'll gain like 60, 70 pounds that they've never been fat before, and then it helps them because they just are rapidly losing weight.
I would love to see one guy prepping for the show Alone and he puts on 60 and then first day in, just heart attack, just gone.
Yeah, right. It's the best part of the Chimkin guy.
Best part of Chimkin.
Yeah, he's like, all right, go to beer myself. He's just lying. You see a camera shot of just a bear coming up and fucking him and eating him.
If those people were on one of those shows, they would be shocked that like what they're eating was alive at one point. They have no clue.
Right. If they were on Naked and Afraid, they'd be like, what? Who took my skin? They think clothes are skin because they haven't changed in decades.
Dude, I fucking love Naked and Afraid so much.
It's such a good show.
Go ahead. No. It tears back the curtain for anybody's beliefs. Like, there's vegans on the show, and they go, I've never eaten meat, and I will die without it. And 3 days in, they're losing their mind. They're treating their partner like he's their husband all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see them hammer-fisting a rabbit 3 days in and biting it while it's still twitching.
Yeah, yeah. They turn into, like, the predator. Like, they're kind of the spine out of a chipmunk and holding it up. Dude, it's I love Naked and Afraid because it's a perfect microcosm of shitty relationships.
Yep.
That's why it's because it's a woman and a man who don't know each other, but it's always like there's one guy, it's either the woman or man, who's just like does not fucking listen, doesn't communicate. You know, one of the people is like, you know, you shouldn't go like eat those berries. They seem poisonous. And the guy's just like, you're a fucking dumb bitch. And then he eats them and then he's shitting himself.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've lost all respect for him.
It's an unbelievable show because there's no, you don't get any money for it. You get like $5,000, I think. They pay you for like what the time you miss from work or whatever.
They literally like treat your dysentery and then send you back to Hertz rent a car.
And you leave with so many lifelong diseases.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
You get Oregon Trail diseases.
Yep.
Yeah. You get like Blackfoot.
Yeah.
Stuff like that you never heard of.
Do you get to fuck the... Because I don't understand what is it? So you pair up with a lady with big tits, right? And then you fuck her in the woods?
No.
You hope.
There's a lot of that. Okay, because they realized that was like a part of like why people were also watching. They're like, come on, fuck.
And they don't fuck in the thing?
I've watched 200 really. Eps. They never fuck.
They made a Naked and Afraid date. They made a dating one where they do kind of fuck and they infer that.
Yeah. Where they throw them in the woods.
You don't get to see them fuck?
No.
They throw them in the woods, but they leave a liquor cabinet just on a tree somewhere, just in hopes that they get horny.
It's a Discovery Channel show, so it's like they don't really get
there.
That
there
into
is
that
a
stuff.
There is a funny one because they try to not talk about the nudity either. There was one I saw I loved where they dropped these two people off at a waterfall. The guy was this Armenian guy, just covered in hair, and apparently he had like a huge cock, like to the point where he walked up and the lady's like, "Oh my god!" Like you've a
yeah.
And he in the talking head thing, he's like, I'm definitely gonna fuck her. I have a huge penis. She's gonna fuck my huge penis. And then like 6 hours in, just bees just started attacking him, and he swole up and had to get like carted off because he's dying.
Yeah. They get eaten alive by bugs. Who's Naked and Afraid, they take him to like Limpopo or like this is a horrible place.
Yeah,
in Africa.
Disease is named after dishes at like the mall Chinese restaurant.
And they're up all night because like a rhino is just staring at them in the middle of the night, the entire night. It's fucking unbelievable. It's such a good show.
It's great.
Alone's way better because Alone, like it's real.
Alone's more realistic.
Alone's
yeah.
very realistic.
Alone is great because you get to see people who are really good at being outdoors slowly lose their mind over time.
Yeah.
It's a really fun show.
You see, Alone is the type of show where like a white woman from fucking like Santa Fe or whatever goes on it and she's like, I'm pretty in tune with like the natives and all that. And she's pretty good. Like 45 days in, she knows how to catch stuff. She knows how to like live her own life and all that. But like 45 days in, she's just like, sing kisaha. Like she's like looking at clouds and like trying to like summon the food gods.
Yeah.
She's losing her mind. She's wearing like a rabbit head on her fucking face.
They get so hungry they lose their mind. They're singing like Ladysmith Black Mambazo songs and shit.
They're just crying.
They cut to one
day.
Guy. He's got a dashiki on somehow, and he's going, please send me fish, dude. There's only one guy I saw. He was like day 40 no food because they dropped him off, and I think it was the like Himalayas below. They dropped him off in Nepal in like the middle of the tundra.
Yeah.
Guy hadn't eaten for 40 days and he was starting to lose his mind, and he was just like, he's like, I haven't moved out of this sleeping bag in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna die here. Nobody in my life likes me. I'm completely like, it had shed like layers of his ego just off of him.
Yeah. You see them doing comedy sketches to themselves, like to like pass the time. Mm-hmm. By the way, they have to set up every camera.
Yes. Because
they're alone. So
truly alone.
They're having to go out, set up the GoPro. They're like day game guys, like in the wild.
But for eating?
Yeah, for like trying to catch a fucking like grouse or a brook trout.
Mm-hmm.
And they're losing their fucking minds. And it's just so entertaining, dude. It's I watched two straight seasons of it like a month ago.
Yeah, it's great, dude. Like you'll see scenes. I remember a guy like brought a shoelace. He's like, I'm gonna catch a fish with this. And then day 20, no food. He finally catches a huge fucking bass.
Nice.
And then as he's pulling it in, it gets off the line, and he just starts weeping into his hands.
They cry. They're like, they're so grateful.
Yeah. They're so grateful.
And it's just some guy from Tempe.
Yeah. Who really cares about this, too. So they have an emergency button. When they hit the emergency button, they come pick him up, and they're like, please tell me I'm not a gay cuck. Tell me I did a good job. And they're like, dude, you were out in the wilds for 500 days.
There's also these moments where they sit and they go, well, I'm shitting blood, and I'm a fucking, you know, there's green shit coming out of my mouth all night, and I have no clue what's happening. I haven't eaten in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they hold their walkie-talkie, and they go, I think I might call and just give up. I might call and give up. And they're just like crying, looking at the walkie-talkie. And it's like, just fucking give up. They go, I have three kids. I hope they're proud of me. No one cares.
It's also that fun thing they'll do on, I love the reality shows where they're like, so what's the worst thing happening in your life? And they'll always have this theme of like, well, you know, my daughter, Sarah, she's 12. She's got brain cancer. We can't afford the medication. If I win this show, I'll be able to save her life. And then the next scene is him like stepping wrong and then just snapping his leg in half. And he's like, fuck. And you know his daughter's going to die because
that's
of
awesome.
That.
So it's like The Gray. It literally
it
is like
yeah.
The Gray.
Yeah. The show is usually won by, like, I watched this one season where it was won by this guy named Juan Pablo, where it's just like, I don't know, just like fucking...
Just a day laborer.
Ethnic people are just better at... They just get the earth more than us.
They cut to the Mexican guy. He's got a whole construction business going.
His whole thing...
he's like, I install windows. I got a truck. I built that a coconut.
Yeah, he has a hot dog cart. He's selling hot dogs to gophers.
He's like, the TV... The TV gets a little Los Doyers baseball. I'm doing fine, man. This is better than my fucking...
Hey, guys, do you want sauerkraut with that? To like a grouse.
Yeah, that's like... He goes, this is fucking... I built a house out of shit. This is better than my apartment in Echo Park. You know what I'm saying?
This is great. But there was this one guy named Juan Pablo who he won because he was like, I feel like the making a fire is just not worth it. Like, they go out in the middle of the night anyway, and it doesn't really, it's like impossible, and it's a waste of calories. So he literally, like, most of the show, he just sat in like multiple sleeping bags, like in mm-hmm. his in his shitty shelter, and he was just waiting it out. He just goes like, he's like, I'm on day 90. And hopefully the other retards have finally given up. And then he won.
I've seen that episode. There are people who win by just going like, I'm going to like give up and hope there's a bunch of white faggots on the show and they stop trying.
He goes, listen, back at home, like I drink so much Coca-Cola, like that should have killed me by now. So there's no way like just sitting in here and waiting it out is worse.
And while he's hibernating, they'll cut to a white guy, survival, tactical, ex-Marine. Yeah. And he's like, I've been scraping moss off of rocks for 19 hours. And then they'll calculate, like, he's burned 9,000 calories doing this.
They always cut to a liquid death white guy that's, like, literally in a swamp trying to tackle an alligator. Yeah. And he's just a moron.
There's always one tactical, liquid death white guy who's like, I'm going to make the mountain my bitch. He's trying to fight a tree.
But you're saying that like the Latino guy is just like, he's just like turning sap into red dye 40. Yeah. He's like, I was having withdrawals and shit.
But then I made some big red.
Yeah. We got this Mountain Dew from the actual mountain.
Man, I can't wait to get out of here. And like when I'm first back, I'm going to go get that like that weird colored bread that sucks ass. That weird ass colored.
I miss my shitty cookies.
The first thing I do when I get back, I'm going to eat some wax-like candy that is has the Mexican flag in it.
They all get 10 items to bring, and they go over it at the beginning of the show, but he's just there. He's like, so I got my first item's my Dodger hat. My second item's my chanclas, so I can, like, walk around and shit.
Everyone that wins the show is wearing, like, a Mookie Betts jersey.
That's so funny.
They're like, well, I'm playing for my cousin who stomped a guy out at Dodger Stadium and he became paralyzed. That Giants guy who's all fucked up and retarded now. Hey, everybody. Are you tired of running through lotion and socks? Well, give that wrist a break with the AutoBlow. AutoBlow is the BJ machine. It's AI and takes data from hundreds of hours of BJ videos, and they've turned it into a truly incredible device. It even syncs up with a free corn library, boing, that's in the copy. The AutoBlow moves with exactly the same motions as the videos, and it synced up, so it feels like you're really there. They've sent us one of these machines, and we are going to use it all summer until it basically destroys us. The AutoBlow's founder even conducted a vulva beauty pageant to 3D scan the world's most attractive vulvas to add them on the device. That's serious commitment to making sure you have the best experience possible. So it's time to start having the best BJs of your life. You should head to autoblow.com and use the code LEMON to snag 10% off your order. That's autoblow.com, code LEMON for 10% off. Thank you, AutoBlow. Back to the show.
Dude, I wouldn't even mind, like, I wouldn't mind being a, because you said, like, the fat guys in the Holocaust, like, went first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you, like, we should, if I became a prisoner of war, I don't even know if I'd be mad. I'm like, I'm going to look good in like a couple weeks.
You're like, I'm doing a hard 75. Yeah.
You're taking Instagram pictures like in the gas chambers.
Right. Yeah. I got a jawline. You're
like,
again.
I look good.
Yeah. You'd be at a Vietnamese POW camp. They're like, I don't understand. He's getting fatter. We've been feeding him bugs.
We should start that as a, like, that should be our Equinox. Like, yeah. That should be our gym membership, is we kidnap you.
Yeah.
And we make you a prisoner of war.
Yeah.
And do, like, menial labor, like, in a, like, a Russian, like, prisoner of war camp, basically.
We can do that with the guys who just, the guys who paid $19,000 to do SEAL training for 3 days. The day they finish that SEAL training, we kidnap them. Like, they're an actual veteran, and then we put them in a bamboo prison in the jungle.
That should be a service where you can pay a guy a bunch of money to kidnap you and make it where you don't eat.
Yeah, that would be good.
Or actually, just fucking already figure out how to put people in comas so they can't eat. Like, you know, put me in a coma for 2 weeks so I can, like, detox.
Didn't like Michael, Elvis did that, right?
He tried. Like, he went to, like, a bunch of doctors, and they're like, they, like, flicked his tits.
Right. And they go, King, you are too retarded to put to sleep.
And he had that big Coca-Cola cup from the Unchained Melody live in Vegas.
Elvis, if Elvis left one thing, it was rattling an empty cup of ice with a little bit of Coke at the bottom.
He started that shit, by the way.
Most of the drums on his later songs were just him rattling the ice into the microphone.
Because if you do that, it creates friction, and you basically create more soda. It's like this Christian, like, you turn the loaves into multiple.
I can guarantee Elvis had so many theories around food. Elvis had a recipe for ice cream soup at the bottom of the bowl.
If you do that, it's like an everlasting cup of soda. If you just keep shaking the ice, it never. It's like a mythical thing.
Yeah, very true. And then you buy
Southern culture.
You bite a whole piece way too early and just crack your entire enamel on one side. I love it.
Sorry, what were you saying, Devin? I think I cut you off.
No, I don't know. I don't know. No idea.
You know, by the way, it's so funny because, like, Elvis was, like, so wealthy. Well, actually, he, like, died broke or whatever.
Did he? Because of the colonel?
Because of Tom Hanks.
The colonel.
And which is so sad.
Start a fucking revolution.
It's so funny because, like, he had all this money and, like, these huge mansions. Like, he'd fly private to get that big sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because usually guys that have all this money, they have horrible taste in things.
The fried peanut butter sandwich. Like, he would fly in and have that person make it for him.
Yeah, he would literally fly private to, like, county fairs to eat lunch.
Yeah, he had horrible taste. Like, he would dress up like a big, like, gay starfish, and then he would get on a private jet and go to eat peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
If Elvis was alive today, we would have, like how Leonardo DiCaprio gets shit for flying private. They would be like, Elvis's shits are destroying the ozone layer.
As they're dropping out of the bottom of the toilet. Burning up in the atmosphere.
They go, it's worse than a million cows.
You see, what happens is the shit burns up and it just leaks into the ozone. Destroys it immediately.
It's so funny. He got that fat, like, basically eating, like, banana sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, damn,
and
man.
You know, he thought that was, like, healthy. He's like, banana, baby. That's fruit, baby. Yeah.
Give me that banana sandwich.
Give me that banana sandwich, baby. Yeah.
Give me that. You know what? Use some of that banana flavor Laffy Taffy. Make me a banana sandwich.
I think Elvis's problem was he stopped hanging out with the black community in his later years, and they weren't around to be like, motherfucker, look at your titties.
Look at your big ass titties.
He wasn't being
titties.
Bullied.
You don't even look trans no more, Elvis.
I never wanted to get my life together more than when, like, the black kids at school were like twisting my tits.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah. That's a rough day in your life when the star football player is flicking your tits.
Dude, and you can't get titty fucked by the quarterback.
When you're fucking literally getting titty fucked.
You literally get titty fucked.
I got titty fucked.
They titty fucked you in study hall.
I was titty fucked. By the D1 athlete that went to UCLA.
I titty fucked you, boy.
Did they make you smush your own titties together?
Yeah. It was crazy. It was a horrible night.
They made you suck the cum.
I had to eat it.
You had to go,
And they go, don't get all that coke over my dick, boy.
It's so funny, like, a guy holds me down to titty fuck me, like, because I'm, like, obviously in, like, 6 months, I'm going to be, like, fucking fat as hell, right?
Yeah, no, you, yeah.
No, we're on a whole thing.
Sure,
here.
We're
at the beginning of an arc.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be fat as shit, and, like, a guy is going to, like, see me, like, in the streets, and he's going to throw me down. He's like, fuck you. I know who you are, bitch. He's going to start titty fucking me and stuff. But he's going to make me take my vape necklace off before he titty fucks me.
You're more mad about the vape necklace. You're like, your balls are rubbing against the vape. It's just sweaty, big black balls.
Dude,
just
fucking up my coils.
Flicking the coils.
Dude, I got to put a new cotton in this.
I like a black
shit.
Guy knowing who you are in public. I know who you are, motherfucker. You that racist motherfucker.
I got some racist friends listening to your show, baby.
Nah, I'm going to titty fuck. It's a gay black guy who thinks I'm a Nazi.
Tariq Nasheed said I should kill your ass.
Yeah, they play your podcast at the Nation of Islam to motivate us to do better. It would be funny if that guy was a titty fuck raping you, and then you, because you're so, you're like, I got to get back to my family, I can't die. You start like licking the tip of his dick, and then he like freaks out and calls you gay.
He calls me gay.
He's like, what the hell? Gay bitch.
You white fag.
You white fag. And then he just takes a cinder block and just mushes your fucking, just mushes the top of your head.
Yeah, both of my eyes go through each hole, like pop out through each hole, like a whack-a-mole.
Yeah, pop out. He grabs your eyes and plays dice with them.
He hangs them up in his fucking, in his Cadillac.
I collect white eyes. That's what Hillary Clinton thought black people were.
He has a teardrop tattoo for every time he's thought about he's being gay.
Mm-hmm.
For every gay dream he's had.
That has nothing to do with killing people. No.
Yeah, they call me Johnny 23. I've had 23 gay dreams.
This is what you're not getting at McDonald's anymore, right there, boys.
Ooh.
I really can't believe that McDonald's
at
thing.
This point, make it BYOB at McDonald's. I'm bringing my own soda because I like it better from the bottle anyway, assholes.
That's the end of McDonald's if they really did.
It's going to be like a movie theater where you're sneaking in your own sodas
and
candies.
That's actually the end of McDonald's.
I mean, we really need people to like burst in like the Patriot, like just throwing axes sideways at people.
They really do.
Once again, everybody shits on them, but can we give it up for Chick-fil-A here for a second? Unlimited refills, and now if you get a large meal, which I never do a medium, I always do large, now you get a free brownie or a cookie.
You do?
And it's the soft, chewy, chocolate, shitty brownie that's sweet.
They have a very good shitty brownie at Chick-fil-A.
Sometimes I want the sweet, shitty brownie. That's really good.
It's almost as good as the shitty brownie at Wingstop. Has a good shitty brownie as well.
Yeah.
More places. Five Guys needs a shitty brownie. I'm always mad they don't have a shitty brownie.
The cookies at McDonald's and the apple pie at McDonald's are pretty good too, though.
The apple pie?
The holiday pie.
The apple pies, if you get a little bite of apple pie, a little bit of chocolate chip cookie together.
Yeah, it's a great.
That's
great
pretty
combo.
Great.
Yeah.
Fuck McDonald's to hell. Burn them to the ground. Fuck them all. Start a revolution.
Start a revolution.
I can't believe they're not giving people fucking refills. I drink a full soda before I even get my food at McDonald's.
When
I get up to get my food, I'm getting a refill of my soda.
Here's the thing. I actually think McDonald's might be realizing they're killing their customer base with the free refills. So they're like, we can't let the food's already bad enough. Like they can't keep getting free refills because we're losing business. They're dead.
We gotta cut our crack a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah. We've got too many hot needles.
It's fentanyl.
It's them being like, we gotta cut out the blue magic. Right. Like Frank Lucas like runs McDonald's,
and they're like, we have been putting fentanyl in the sodas. By the way, McDonald's created fentanyl.
Dude, they're cutting their shit. Chick-fil-A doesn't taste the same anymore because they're using chicken with the antibiotics.
They changed their chicken.
They got antibiotics in the damn chicken?
Yeah, the chicken's not good anymore, apparently.
Damn. It doesn't taste the same. I'm not going to lie.
The chicken got the COVID vaccine. Mm. Yeah. It's a damn shame.
Yeah, they're using myocarditis chicken. It sucks.
They all died of heart defects. They were all playing basketball and died.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's chicken's averaging 4 points a game at USC right now.
My chicken has a McDonald's All-Star jersey on it. It's weird. Yeah, but they are bringing the remix menu, which is a revolution in fat entertainment.
Where at?
What are you talking about?
At McDonald's.
What is the remix menu?
You haven't heard the remix menu?
No,
it's literally like you can go in. It's like fat fucks like Willy Wonka's dream. Like you can go in and be like, give me a McChicken, put a triple decker cheeseburger on top of it.
Oh, they're allowing like the surf and turf, like all the things people used to do on their own, they're actually adding to the menu now.
Yes. So it's basically like a Subway where you can go down the line and build your sandwich, essentially.
Yeah, you'd be like, can I get some triglycerides? can I get some HDLs? The guy just whips. Fuck. Smacks it on.
Is there xanthan gum in this?
Yeah, can you? Okay, first off, buddy, take those buns, throw them away, replace them with two patties.
I'm not tasting any carrageenan.
I ordered taurine. I ordered 800 milligrams taurine.
By the way, did you guys see that post where somebody goes, somebody was like, I saw a post on Reddit where a guy was neurodivergent and he's afraid to go outside and he was asking, and he's never been to Subway and he was asking how to order at Subway, and somebody very earnestly wrote out play-by-play directions of how to order at Subway, and I'm crying right now.
Yeah, and I just got a little more hope in humanity.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
I'm hoping that guy got shot by the cops in the
Subway.
How does
that bring you hope?
Yeah, both parties kill yourself.
Yeah.
If you are afraid to order at Subway, It's over, buddy. Yeah. It's fucking over. You're dead. You don't even know it.
You should be ashamed of walking into the Subway, not ordering there.
So this is a big thing on TikTok. Apparently, people pretend to have is ordering anxiety. Have you seen this?
I have heard about this, folks.
apparently, it's a
people
thing that
tiny.
It plagues society that people can't. They don't want to talk to a waiter about what they want, or they're in a drive-thru line and they're fucking like sweating,
which you
have when you're four.
Yes,
you tug your mom's arm. You go, tell them I want the thing that makes me.
Can I have the little faggot meal?
I want fentanyl.
Can I have a faggot meal?
No, I've literally seen TikTok accounts that are like, it's the whole account is somebody being like, practicing my social anxiety interactions today, and they go up to a coffee shop filming themselves and they go, can I get one cappuccino? And they're like, whole milk? And they go, 2%? And they go, okay. And then they pay, and then they walk away and give a thumbs up into the camera. Yeah. And then every comment is like, so proud of you, Derek. You're doing so good, Derek. We love you, Derek. That was so much better than 3 months ago.
Yeah. Derek used to be storming the beaches of Normandy.
See, that's a guy.
We're fucked.
You want to come up behind that guy and put a hood over him and put him in your van.
Mm-hmm.
You want to find that guy, put a hood over him, and let him give a speech.
But that guy, by the way, just he's filming himself. You know
which
how
is,
embarrassed
which is
I would
more,
be?
Yeah, I think,
I'd be
I think
so
it's bullshit.
Embarrassed.
I think it's bullshit because I would not film myself. If I had social
that's
anxiety.
That's why it's fake.
Yes.
Because they're filming themselves.
It is.
And they're proud of the. It's
Can
fake.
You imagine? I have crippling social anxiety. I'm walking into a coffee shop and I'm holding my phone like this and I go, can I get a latte?
Yeah. Like, I had that when I was, like, maybe, like, 20, where I'd be like, I go to the bank. I'm like, I don't even know why I'm at the bank. I can't even believe
it's
I have a
normal,
bank account.
It's normal to be gay and retarded when you're 20.
But these are the same guys now that film themselves listening to the, what is it called, Unloved Poets thing?
Tortured Poets Society.
Department.
I wish we could live in the 1830s if there were no racists. And she's supposed to be like the John Lennon of our decade.
Yeah, she is.
And she's singing, she's like, my top boyfriend could finger me underneath the football stand. I'm 35 years old, by the way.
I gotta say, listen, if you like Taylor Swift, you should be shot in the face. She stinks. It's awful music.
It's awful.
Not deep whatsoever. She's a terrible songwriter. Fuck you. I don't care. It stinks. Come at me.
Yeah, it's narcissist music is what it is.
It's unbelievably bad.
But I like pop ladies. Like, I like Katy Perry and like some other people like
her. You like her tits.
Yeah, I like her tits, exactly.
And you like the big boardroom of white men that like were like, yeah, what if you do? What if you say, I am a survivor and stronger and you're going to hear? What if you act like a lion in the song?
Katie, what if you put a bunch of cupcakes on your tits?
You know, like, she walks around with huge tits and like she sucked off Russell Brand and made him come a bunch.
Katy Perry?
She sucked off Russell Brand so much she became conservative.
It was funny that that Russell Brand broke up with her right before she went on stage. That was that was great.
Oh, that
was
awesome,
pretty
man.
Funny. And then she has to step on a giant cupcake and get shot into a banana.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was also... One of my favorite things about Katy Perry, she's one of the first white people to get canceled for pretending to give a shit about black people, which is pretty funny. I don't know if you remember this. Like, it was like 2018. She like went on stage. She cut her hair, went on stage with Migos.
Right.
And was being like, the hip hop, hippity hoppity hop hop. And then, you know, like Quavo's like overdosing in the back. Mm-hmm. And people were like, yeah, we hate you now. Like, fuck off and die.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, this is the most, that's
like,
awful.
I don't want to fuck her. And I think that. So I think here's the problem with society now. You do go, you see a woman, and if you don't want to have sex with her, you go, you're a bad person because you're making yourself where I don't want to fuck you.
It's, I mean, why this is like, you look like the barbarian monster.
Travis Kelce actually got a bad deal here, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be over this soon. He'll be, Travis Kelce will be fucking Glorilla in 3 weeks. He doesn't give a shit about this white bitch. This mediocre nothing.
Look at that. You imagine what the fuck that means. Mm. That fucking
1830s without no racist.
Right. You know she like rides dick by just like weaving, like shriveling her body around. Where Travis just like fucking ride on it. And she goes. She just kind of like shakes
her
body.
She has like seizure sex.
She does like COVID shakes. And Travis has to be like, oh, fuck.
That's great.
I'm not going soft in your pussy.
Dude, there's an Instagram where it's sex advice for women to help them orgasm and stuff. It's like, it's not for guys.
I think that should be shut down. Joe Biden, shut down TikTok.
Report it. Yeah. You keep
report
reporting.
It. False information. Women can't come. False. Fake news.
It's so funny because I saw a video where this woman... You like stay looking at it in the algorithm because it's a woman doing this, and it's text like, women, if you do this
circle
on
with
top
her hips.
Of, yeah, with them, and then you'll really get an orgasm.
Yeah.
Mm. And then every comment is a black dude going, nah, for real, y'all gotta fuck off with that shit. And that's like literally has like 900,000 upvotes on his
black
comment.
Guys are like, it's making me come too quick.
No, they're saying it doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good. Because
It's just a woman just not hopping. She's just moving.
Because it's about them.
Yeah.
Because they're.
But that's the thing. They go, here's how you can get yourself an orgasm. Like, it's teaching women who aren't good at achieving, at climaxing, how they can accomplish it with their partners.
Right.
And it's every comment is guys telling this woman to kill herself, which is really funny.
I got to say, I've had sex with women before where they're like riding you, and then they're like, okay, going to kick into turbo mode. And they're like humping. They're somehow keeping their pussy completely still. Like, every part of their body. It's like those camera videos where it's like. It keeps the head in the same shot of the frame the entire time.
They're basically putting a dental dam in their pussy and then fucking you. They're like, I didn't even... It's like, this is an operation, bitch. I want you to touch the walls.
It feels like...
I want you to make my red nose light up.
It feels like you put a pocket pussy on my dick and then went and did jumping jacks in the corner. I got nothing here.
Mm-hmm. It'd be great if Taylor Swift like started dating Chris Brown at some point.
And got really trapped into the abusive relationship.
And he turns her into a black woman just through punches. I can't stay. I'm so sick of this
shit.
She's
black and then blue the next couple weeks.
I'm so sick.
I know. I'm
of
so
pretending
tired.
She is something.
I'm so tired of just hearing about her.
I hate.
Stop it.
I can't stand it.
Knock it off.
This sucks. You suck.
So the new thing, though, Devin, is.
She gives confidence
you know
to
what?
Worthless white women.
You know what she
themselves.
Does?
Guys film themselves crying listening to her new album. Mm. Have you seen? This is every viral video right now.
These are
listening to it and they're crying. Tears are falling down their eyes.
Those are guys who've been trying to get out of the friend zone for 9 years and they're eventually going to rape that woman and go to jail. Those are what those guys are.
She makes music for Seth Simons.
She does.
But those guys type in like Selena Gomez young.
Yeah.
Like they type that shit into Google.
And then the computer shows results and they go, computer, younger.
Yeah.
Computer.
Even younger.
Even younger. She's also such a fucking bitch piece of shit. I mean, number one, her plane is like destroying Earth, basically.
Yeah, she flies all
the time.
She flew,
I think, 500 times last year.
Yeah.
She flies, she did a 15-minute flight one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, every time she releases this piece of shit album she made, she released six different versions of the album. They're all the same, but they're all different colors. So her zombie brain dead Lexapro whore fans go out and spend $200 on one piece of shit album. She should be running the defense industry.
Everybody that thinks Taylor Swift is a brilliant songwriter, they're the type of people that think Snapple is a philosopher. You're a fucking moron. You're a fucking retard. And literally, you're blatantly wrong.
Yeah.
She stinks.
Guys who save the Snap effect top and they go, I got to show my friends this.
No, but this is the thing I'm trying to like wrestle with is it just like we go, oh, if we don't want to fuck a lady, then she's a bad person.
No, that's
like,
nothing to do with fuckability.
I want
to
fuck her.
What if she had a giant? Oh, well, Jace wants to
fuck
her.
I'd let her suck me off at an AMC before fucking some dumb movie starts. I don't give a shit. She's fine looking. It's okay.
Yeah, it's not about her looks at all. It's about what she does
and
who she
sucks.
Is.
Yeah, but if she had huge tits, then you'd be like, she's fine.
I would hold my hand over her tits
and then scream at her.
Like Sydney Sweeney, you'd say sure, whatever.
Sometimes I want a civil war to break out, so there's footage right before, like, there's no more news of Kanye just RPGing her.
Kanye in one of his big tanks from
Montana.
Literally,
like Kanye, like in the Civil War movie where they're blowing up the Lincoln Memorial, but it's Kanye blowing up her home and like the Palisades.
In a tank in Nashville.
With a tank.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm so sick of pretending. If you think this is brilliant songwriting and she's a brilliant musician, you literally are just like kind of dumb.
You are fucking.
You're a dumb person.
Idiot.
You're
yes.
a dumb fucking person.
I think guys.
And we're finished.
Mm-hmm.
We're finished here.
Yeah.
We don't deserve to be on this plane.
Yeah.
This is not a real life anymore.
If you like Taylor Swift, you're the type of person where somebody shits on a brand. and you go, hey, knock it off.
Yeah.
Like, you get mad when people are mean to brands.
Taylor Swift... I go, the Monkees are a brilliant band.
Yeah.
I go, the Monkees were amazing when I hear Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
It's corporate horseshit. It's fucking Target music.
She's got Jack Antonoff chained in a basement making the shittiest beats of all time.
But won't history remember her as like this generation's Bob Dylan?
History
pretty much
will remember her as like our president in 2040 who nuked Korea.
Fans don't know who Bob Dylan is.
Yeah.
They say, I see all the time, this is my generation's Bob Dylan. That's what they say about her.
And they don't, and don't listen to Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
They know him as a reference to look like they should be talking if about Taylor Swift on a level that she doesn't deserve to be on. They don't know who Bob Dylan is. They don't listen to Bob Dylan.
If they listen to Bob Dylan, they're like, why did he say Negro in this song? They'd like freak out. Lose their fucking minds.
And I think guys are probably pretending to like Taylor Swift so they can fuck the girls who love Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah, there's such a thing. Like, if you shit on Taylor Swift, you're like such a piece of shit guy, because that's like their one savior. You cannot cross this line. But just like, it's enough already.
Mm-hmm.
She's like Pepsi Cola.
But what's bullshit is guys don't get to have sacred stuff. Why do women get to have sacred stuff?
We get to have sacred stuff.
Do we? Have a lot of
Anthony
sacred stuff.
Anthony Cumia.
The Lemon Party podcast. Yeah. There's a lot of sacred things out there for guys.
No, white guys don't get anything.
You kidding me?
And guys in general. Let's not talk about white guys. We're going to go to a dangerous place. Guys in general don't have anything sacred.
Yeah, they do. They the Matt and Shane Secret Podcast. They go like, sod pow, baby. Like, that's the white man's version of like,
the
version, you know.
Yeah, with white people, it's we can have the Joker and people will criticize us, but it's like we're in a fort and they're shooting arrows at a big stone wall. They're just bouncing off and like going in their leg and they're getting sepsis.
We don't. I'm saying we don't have a thing where we go, come on, let me just have this one thing.
Yeah, because we're like, no, we get everything. Fuck you. Yeah, I don't give a shit about what you think.
We don't ask for shit.
I guess the one thing guys get is that we don't have to listen to women. They just get to give us that.
Yeah.
They just don't listen, and we don't judge them for not listening at all or thinking my thoughts.
No, that's why guys don't listen to women. They go, yeah, I love Taylor Swift. Whatever. Put your headphones on. Get in the bathroom. Go do whatever you do. You're a retard.
Go put the helmet on.
Yeah, I have no respect. Yeah. Literally, you might as well be somebody that has seizures all the time, but we have to give you a helmet. Like, you're a fucking moron. Go in the bathroom, take your 7-hour shower, and listen to your dumb cunt. You have no taste. You're literally dead to me. You already are like a dead person that I just fuck. You're a moron. You have literally zero taste. I don't respect a single opinion you've ever had because you like this bitch. You're a moron. You literally like the female John Deere. You're a woman that's into tractors, and this is your tractor.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my life. Get in the bathroom. Take your 9-hour bath and pretend this is the modern fucking Beatles.
Honey, go drink your 2 bottles of wine you have every night and pretend you're not a fucking alcoholic.
Go drink that wine that is like really sweet because you're a moron that can't handle anything dry because everything needs to taste like fucking hummingbird syrup to you. You suck. Mm-hmm. Everything's over. Just get out of here and suck me off until I fucking blow your head off and kill my kid too.
Woo!
Woo!
Got her, dumbass.
Oh, I was trying to play this guy.
This is my Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that is. That's our one guy.
Yeah, for some reason it's not coming out of it, but whatever.
They probably shut the volume
start
down.
Start a fucking revolution. Yeah. Start a fucking revolution.
I would love for like Pete Seeger to still be alive so you could show him that guy. He'd be like, what a fucking retard.
Truly.
Oh, shit,
that's that's way too loud.
Yeah, you wish. Bitch.
Bitch, fuck you. It's just like, how insane is it that you're still singing about guys you fuck?
Because it's that's what you but need to. What, she knows she needs to do that. It's what, not authentic.
What I'm going
to
say is women, this is how retarded women are, and we love women on the show, but kill yourself. is that women's ultimate form of humor or entertainment is literally just talking about shitty guys who came inside of them.
Yes, she makes music for women that don't exist unless they're with a guy.
Yes, literally cannot exist away from a guy.
Oh my God, yes!
She makes music for women that literally have nothing to say. They don't even know they're alive unless they're with a man, and they feed off that man and they need that power.
They think
they
they're
need
feminine?
That energy.
And
they
we're think replacing they're... you with this, bitch.
Yeah, with the AI blowjob machine. You think you're a feminist, you have so much internalized misogyny, you've destroyed your entire personality.
Yes.
And it's just about a guy who sucked, who came in you for 9 years, but he's the idiot because He came
and by the way,
you.
You're never getting a leg up on him. He doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a
he
shit.
He left the relationship. Matty Healy's killing it. He's fucking saying the N-word in a cave somewhere. He doesn't care.
He's in Islamabad.
He doesn't care.
Out.
He came on your face and you're a moron making albums about him. You can make all the money you want, but he doesn't give a shit. He's having sex with everybody he wants to. You made it a thing where you only are alive unless you're with him.
Yes.
You only matter unless you're with a guy. Get your own independence and stop making shitty fucking music. It's literally it's for empty people. It's for people they're fucking they're bulls. They're bulls waiting to be filled. You suck. This is awful art. It's not art. She's not a musician. She fucking sucks. She'd be the 458th most famous person in any other era.
Day.
She fucking stinks.
Jesus, whoa.
Jesus fucking
Jesus,
Christ.
Whoa. And what my sins away.
You're in front of the black choir. Day. Oh, happy when that dumb white bitch, when that dumb white bitch was killed by the KKK.
Devin walked in the church and they thought he was going to like Dylan Roof the place. Yeah. And he just starts screaming about Taylor Swift.
And they go, wait, wait, this white boy's cooking.
All right.
Hold on. Let him cook. Let him cook. Yeah, guys, you start doing the worm.
It
down
was his way. Oh, happy days.
When Jesus walked. And I'm humming up there screaming. I'm like, she looks like she walks on all fours. Fuck her. And a black lady's like, oh, child. Oh, yeah. Let him cook, baby.
I'll let him cook.
Let him cook.
This white boy going to cook now. Then he going to shoot up this whole place in the Sajibas.
Oh, it is so insane. It's so funny. She's so much more famous than like a Jill, like Jill Scott, like Lauryn Hill.
There's so like, many great. There's so many
unbelievable.
There's so many great women musicians who are nowhere near as famous as this
They'll
person.
Never have anything.
Yes, never there's, have anything. Yeah,
it's unbelievable, dude.
I know.
She fucking sucks. I'm so sick of seeing her stupid
Man,
face
most,
pop up.
Most great women musicians hate Taylor Swift by the same way. I've seen like Joni Mitchell be like, yeah, she sucks. Fuck her.
Right.
Aretha Franklin was like, she's a piece of shit. Like, they all hate her. They all hate her music. There's, if you're a real artist, you hate what she does.
Everyone with like people like Taylor Swift, they pretend that they have any like appreciation or knowledge of the past.
No.
They don't.
You are a complete narcissist. Your dad was like a finance analyst who like paid your first record label, I think, $140,000 to get your first record made. There's nothing about you that is anything but privilege, just white, entitled privilege.
You know what's funny is you can replace a woman with a hand.
Yeah. And the
a palm and five fingers. Yeah. And you're out. You're,
and you
buddy,
know,
you're
if
on
you
the street.
A, my hand makes better music. Hold on. Let me.
That's pretty good.
That's a great beat. Yeah.
If
That's
you have
a great beat.
If you have a hand and a podcast playing, you've replaced a girlfriend. Congrats. That's all you need.
Oh, like 4,000 guys have just saluted their laptop.
4,000 guys
said that.
4,000 guys stood up with their pants down in an apartment that smells like cat piss, but they don't own a cat. And they go, yes, sir!
But when they salute, cum comes off their forehead because they accidentally touch their face.
Yeah, they salute and the cum splatters on their fucking 4K TV. That is porn blared
a
into
a cum
it.
Salute.
Yeah, exactly.
Have y'all seen this chick, the
pedophile
mater?
Yeah, I saw this,
What is this?
I haven't got to watch this yet. I was going to save it for the podcast because I thought it could be good.
What is this, Devin?
So this is a sex offender, but this
Natalie
is like...
Natalie Reynolds
this
is a streamer, and she dresses up as a kid with cupcakes walking around a city known to house child sex offenders.
Yeah, she's a streamer that pretends to be like a kid, but she's like of age.
Okay.
And she went to this like land that is like a sex offender, like... commune, basically. It's you know how there's like areas apparently where it's like just full of it's
pervert,
a sex offenders pervert island
pervert park
shit like that. So it's one of those places, and she's just there to get views.
So she's like Will Smith and I Am Legend.
And yeah, and also, by the way, these people, they are sex offenders. I don't really know what they did, but also you could be a sex offender for anything nowadays, kind of. Like, you could have pulled your dick out trying to pee by a school.
Dude,
you're drunk, you don't know it.
You could
have
fucked
now.
In your car, and then you're a pedophile.
If you're fucking
the rest
in
your
car,
life.
You're a sex offender.
I got a
hand
job in a park. I could easily be a sex offender.
So, like, shit like
We've
that.
We've all fucked in our cars.
So I don't really know what this guy did. He maybe was like a creep, whatever. But he's trying to he's trying to, like, pick his life back up in the parking lot of an abandoned Walmart or whatever, and she's going there to try and start
side.
Shit.
Right.
Everybody's on this pedophile side.
Really?
Everybody.
Imagine sucking so much ass a pedophile wins.
Okay, let's see here.
I'm not filming. We're walking off right now.
Can you turn down a little?
Wait, your name is Fred, right?
No, my name's not Fred.
Wait.
My name's irrelevant. Stop filming, dude. You're on private property.
You came up to me. We weren't even filming yet.
And I'm telling you not to. Yeah, you were.
His name is William Jr. Oh, William. Nice to meet you.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Stop filming, bro. Seriously.
I know. Start no trouble. We weren't even. We were trying. We were about to walk off, and you came
up
to me.
You're filming it. I don't want that.
Well, it's already been filmed. This is not private property.
He's like, I'm trying to buy a van for my own personal needs. Now leave.
You guys say that to scare us off.
I don't want to scare you off. I don't really care what
you think. He thinks 1999 is the age of the U-Haul.
I know.
I've been working here 15 years, and you probably ain't even been breathing 15 years. Please get the fuck off my property. What's so hard about this?
We're about to leave.
No, you're standing here filming
me. You came up to us.
God, what have they done to our schools? Please leave.
What? You're a registered sex offender.
And he's probably a pedophile.
He's like, what have they done to our schools? They're so hard to get into. You got to sign in.
You touch little girls.
You don't know what the fuck I did.
I know what you did. I did a background check on you.
Okay, so what did I do?
And you're coming up to me.
Run your mouth.
Bro, don't tickle me.
Dude, hit her.
Oh, shit. By the way, the hands... Dude, the hands behind the back approaching a woman
yes.
is like,
yes.
I've been there a couple times in my life where you're like, I'm not going to hit you because my hands are tied behind my back, mm-hmm. but holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're like kinda, walking the plank toward her.
You're
yeah.
almost like prepping. You're like, give a shot. Give me
yeah,
a shot.
I go, punch me. Punch me. I go, we're on camera.
Does it feel good?
I'll be on World Star. I don't care.
Obviously, you shouldn't do it, but it probably feels pretty good to hit a woman.
To hit a woman?
Yeah.
It's probably got to feel terrible.
No, if she hits you first, and then you're totally carte blanche to really swing on her.
I think even then, it's like, you
can't. Well, if she's a big girl, I'd swing on a big girl.
Well, I do see a lot of videos where I'm like really like entertained. I'm like really into the guy hitting the woman. But they're being a huge ratchet piece of shit in public, and the guy's doing nothing, and hitting them like over and over again, like outside of a nightclub, and the guy just finally like hits her to get her off him.
Like the 8-ball jacket you like that. Subway video is a classic example. Yeah. Like that's okay, but yeah, I went in. I don't know. Maybe it feels like God, sucked your dick. Who knows?
I'd swing on a chonga.
On a chonga?
A San Bernardino chonga. If she was coming at me and she hit me like 8 or 9 times, and then I reared back, and then I exposed myself, and then she knocked me out. Yeah. And then she got over me with her little backpack on her back, which makes her look like a big like beetle. And then she drops her really tight pants and starts pissing on my face with her hairy bush.
Yeah. You go, ma'am, I don't want to fuck you up right now. And then she like jumps up and wraps. She puts you in a leg triangle while you're standing up and like snaps your neck, drags you to the ground.
She Michael Clayton's me. Takes off my shoe.
Yeah.
Injects you.
Injects air into your foot.
Fucking, like, oh my fucking grrr. Oh my grrr. Oh my fucking grrr.
There's bubbles in this fucking injection.
Oh shit, we gotta like totally kill this guy to like cover up this like corporate crime. Michael Clayton, but they're all cholas.
Yeah. They're like Lola Bunny cholas.
Yeah, they're like, Michael, I've been like baptized in the new religion and shit. Holding the big bag of bread, but it's a bunch of shitty cookies.
I've been mixing Roundup in my Jarritos. I think that shit's giving me cancer.
All right, let's see if he knocks the shit out of this little girl.
Yeah.
But this is a grown woman who's acting like a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, this is like a 26-year-old woman. Yeah.
Boss?
I don't have to be your boss. I do run this piece of property, though.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I'm about to leave right now, sir.
Then leave. Stop filming, bro.
So you should have came
up.
Okay, but you made a mistake coming up to me.
No, I didn't. I'm doing my job. God, you're the one making a mistake. You're the one. Let me see that shit posted. Let me see. I've been playing this game for 30 years.
Bro. Okay.
Let me see.
I've been raping kids for 2 decades.
There's been so many videos made about this place.
You think
I
don't know?
So you can't get upset if that.
I'm the LeBron of fucking kids.
You don't think I can make a girl disappear? You think Kobe Bryant can't make a free throw? All right.
Because it is legal.
Because
you're a registered sex offender, you sicko. That's fucking disgusting. So what? That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
What you're talking about?
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Get the fuck off the property.
Then shut the fuck up.
I don't have to. Shut me up.
Shut me up.
Shut me up. Go.
You should go away. We're leaving. Asshole. Fucking psychopath. You touch little girls and think you can tell me what to do?
He's like, wigger.
By the way, obviously she
stop giving your boyfriend money.
She cares nothing for victims of molestation.
Not
because
at all.
It's all
she's
a big,
exploiting it.
Yeah, yeah, no, 100%.
And also, like, here's the thing: like, we don't really know the grounds of what he was the right. sex offender thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, that guy could just be somebody that's been trying to overcome like something an unfortunate charge that he got for maybe peeing by a school right. drunkenly one night or something. Who knows? It actually is kind of crazy, like, the levels of sex offenders mm-hmm. out there. Like, if you look up what you could be charged as a sex...
Yeah.
I read Reddit threads all the time about a guy, like, explaining,
I've seen
and I
those
go, that
too.
Is, you're not a yeah. sex offender. But yeah, that's yeah. crazy.
Or a pedophile could be a guy or a girl, and that's not fair also.
The
like
hot
if a girl,
teachers
yeah.
that keep fucking the students,
yeah, it's not,
don't, nobody
the same
cares.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing, unfortunately.
But if you're a bearded man, you're, like, the creepiest guy of
yeah,
all time.
Yeah, then fuck that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but if it's a hot lady, who cares?
It's awesome. You're actually helping society, and I agree with that.
Did you guys see Civil War, by the way?
I loved,
oh,
it.
Loved it.
Not
loved
very
it.
Not very civil. Very good.
Very
good.
Very good.
It was a bit of a misleading title, actually. Right. I thought it was going to be pretty boring.
Didn't know they'd have a woman lead. You should have called it Civil War.
Yeah, Civil War. It's about what's going on with Kristen Dunst's face. I love her, by the way. I
no,
thought
she's
she was,
fantastic.
That was the
yeah.
ugliest lead in a movie in fucking 25 years
and
for
I thought,
a female.
And I thought she was beautiful.
And she was amazing.
I
she's
go,
so attractive.
You're giving
to
me
me.
An aged mom with huge milk
yeah.
tits. Beautiful.
Kristen Dunst has always been one of the most, like, somehow through the screen, you can tell she's a down to earth person.
I've always
and you
had
just
such
love her.
I've always
I
had such
Spider-Man.
A crush on her.
I loved her my whole yeah. life.
Amazing tits.
Amazing
have you seen
tits.
Melancholia? You see her tits
she's
in Melancholia.
Great.
She's great.
She's
great.
Great
tits.
That.
And kind of that yeah. like weird but still attractive face that actually
yeah.
makes you more attractive.
Yeah.
Because you're like, it seems like I could still kind of
yeah.
almost pull her.
She's so hot in Melancholia, the moon's trying to fuck her tits. That's why it destroys Earth. I got to piss.
By the way, Devin, will you or Jace? What do you guys want to see Civil War with me after this? Because I haven't seen it yet, and I really want to see it.
Yeah, yeah, I'll see it. Sure.
What did Devin say?
I think he said yeah. I don't know.
Me and Devin, by the way. So Jace, after you left the podcast the other night,
yeah. What hijinks you guys get into?
Me and Devin went to what's it called? Devin was like, he was all chomping at the bit to go to you know this place called BJ's Brewhouse?
I love BJ's Brewhouse.
They have a thing called a pizookie.
Yes, the pizookie. Very, very good pizookie. Did you get it?
Well, I had an entire deep dish pizza to myself, so that I didn't get also get a dessert and a skillet as well.
Mm,
you
right.
can't have two skillets on the table.
You
it's
asked,
too fat of a thing.
Yeah, you asked for a pizookie to go and they kicked you out.
I think they put it in a little skillet.
They do put it. I've seen it before. When I worked at the alarm company, like all the corporate guys who
sales guys love.
Yeah, corporate guys who looked like mashed potatoes in a white guy mold love to go into BJ's.
And they named it that knowing that like it's kind of an ironic thing.
It's
right?
literally for Michael Scott managers to be like, got BJ's today. And then they fire their secretary after they touch them inappropriately. Yeah,
she didn't fuck him, and then he fired
she
her.
Did it, yeah,
he yeah I'll see you in my office.
He grabbed her tit, and she goes, what? And he goes, step into my office. We've caught you stealing. Get your dirty ass out of here.
Dude, if I was the boss of like a paper, like I'd call women in the office. I'd be like, yeah, we're going to have to let you go. You haven't fucked me. And I want to fuck you.
Yeah, I want to fuck you really bad.
And
you
didn't.
I didn't even try to fuck you. I'm just mad that I want to, and I know you wouldn't. So we're gonna say you were stealing, and we're gonna fire you.
Mm-hmm.
And it do not list this as a reference. I will tell them you were stealing. I will do that, dude. It's actually crazy when you get an office job that people actually get into office politics for real, and it affects your life is insane. That like fucking these sad losers will literally be like, I have control over him and I'll ruin his fucking life.
Yeah, they've been waiting for that.
They've been waiting for it. It's so insane. I've had old bosses do that to me where they're like, yeah, I'll give you a reference, that'll be great. And then the like company I'm applying to like calls them up and they're like, he's a piece of shit. He like stole from us. He like did all this like made up shit.
They can't resist. They can't resist finally being yes. able to like influence somebody else's life.
Yes.
They've been waiting their whole life to be like, well, like all I have to say is one negative thing and mm-hmm. it changes everything with
yeah,
this
yeah.
guy.
I manage a team of 7 alarm salesmen who are 26 and it's turned me into Hitler.
Yeah.
The Hitler of South Burbank.
yeah. I was lucky. I never had like normal jobs like you. I was like worked in the back at like a restaurant. Or
it's so much better, dude. Yeah. I've had those jobs too. They're so like you can just put on headphones and like nobody even knows you're alive.
Yep.
It rules.
I told Jace we were at BJ's last week when he went home, and then mm-hmm. me and you like like we're like,
can I tell you,
Devin was like, why don't we go to BJ's Brew House?
Can I tell you,
and it was a wild romp, and they Devin kept ordering beers, mm-hmm. and the busboy was standing there waiting for us to get up from the table.
Yeah,
like we were the two assholes that wouldn't
yeah.
leave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's also a table of like the goth kids from South Park that were
yeah,
there
was a bunch
us.
Of people there. They were like twit. It was all South Park characters.
Mm-hmm. People dressed up like Invader Zim.
But yeah. it was also kind of bullshit. We got there an hour before closing.
We did. Yeah.
But that guy's got to take four buses to get to Santa Ana. Yeah. So he wants to get the hell out of there.
All those places, it's like you just know they all the employees at a place like BJ's, they all are like. They all go fucking get fucked up at the same house party. Like, mm-hmm. they're all waiting to go to that one
they
thing.
They play beer pong
they
into
go to
their 30s.
They go to a rave yeah. all together. Mm-hmm. It's like every time I've walked into a T-Mobile, I'm like, oh my God, you guys will all be dead of fentanyl in like 3 weeks. You are yeah. all raving
why,
together.
Why is every T-Mobile is like five
Dude,
Mexican teenagers
I
who go to the same
know,
high school?
But every T-Mobile employee, like, really, they get lit on
yeah.
weekends.
Yes, 100%.
They hire based on that, I think.
I think so. It's always the same. It's like one really fat ass lady, like one really like big like uh-huh. guy who like lifts.
And she's fat because she got raped a bunch.
Yeah. Very good.
She got raped one too many times.
Oh, I meant like fat ass like good. Like
oh,
she's got a big,
oh.
big fat ass.
You mean like literally the AT&T lady in the commercials that everybody wants to have sex with.
Yeah, yeah. If you push your tits into her ass, that would be her. Yeah.
Who like hated the main reason she was loved.
Yeah.
And, like, that every AT&T commercial, she was wearing like snow pants and a big
yeah.
fucking like North Face jacket.
Yeah, she's in a ghillie suit like a sniper in Iraq. Like, how dare you make me famous and rich because of my juicy, luscious titties.
Well, that lady thinks of herself as a director. She like directs the AT&T commercials. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well,
so she thinks there's like an art
of
to
course.
Like
she was one of the she was like a peer of ours, I imagine. She was an East
she
L-
was
she's a stand-up.
UCB.
She was an East LA
yeah.
like improv troupe.
She was
like,
a UCB person.
Yeah, UCB yeah. lady.
Now, everyone mm-hmm. here gets into comedy so they can like, you know, pledge their loyalty to Shell.
Yeah,
like,
no, everyone, they do improv so they could be the fucking, the Geico Gecko or
yeah.
whatever.
I still
it's a real honorable life.
The Geico caveman, like, he goes up at Flappers and he's like, ah, fuck, you guys remember the caveman mm-hmm. Geico commercials? Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, woo!
Yeah.
You know what's even sadder?
Jake from State Farm shows up at a local show and you have to, like, pretend he's great.
When yeah, Jake from State Farm dropped in.
And you're just
it's like Chappelle dropping in at 1 a.m.
You're just praying the whole time a stray bullet from July 4th just finally falls right into his fucking skull.
That's been floating in space.
Yeah, it's just been making its way around
yeah.
Mars.
Yeah, been falling a SpaceX satellite.
A little Sputnik.
What's even sadder is it'll be like, oh, Flo from Progressive, she's at the Tampa Side Splitters and she's making like $4,000 and then she gets ass fucked after the show. By a guy who's so sunburned, his skin is falling off while he's fucking.
Dude, she's the type of girl you'd love to ass fuck her like a lot.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Something about her hair and her face, you just want to ass fuck her.
It's because she looks like she's from the 50s. So before butt sex was invented.
There's something
Flo?
About the you know that Unknown Legend song.
What's that song?
The float across the floor, moving from his mouth down. Never blow the roof down.
No.
The Neil Young. It's
never
Neil
heard
Young.
This song before.
She used to watch her float across the floor.
This is 13% of the population and they make up all the crime. Yeah, that one?
He's singing. It's a guy. He's singing at a diner. This lady comes over at a roadside diner. He wants to fuck her really bad.
Okay.
And that's what the whole song's about.
I thought that's what Harvest Moon was about. I want to come inside you.
Old man, look at my rapes. I'm a lot like you were.
22 and I just make goo. I'm a lot like you.
You were.
Hold on. Wait. Well, obviously I can't... let me talk into the microphone because it's my job. I can't... she used to work in a diner. Never saw a woman look finer.
Yeah, okay.
I used to order just to watch her float across the floor.
Who is this? Is it Neil Young?
Yeah, Neil Young.
We're gonna die. Yeah, right, yeah. right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was a miner.
She was a miner. She promoted ivermectin, so I took my music off Spotify.
You had to listen to Harvest Moon on YouTube for 4 years.
I'm a typical old retard.
Apparently Rogan like clapped back at Neil Young because then he allowed his music back on Spotify again. It's like, so you believe in nothing.
Yeah,
he like
didn't
lost
care. It was
and
all
then
fake.
It was about money.
Well, everything
you know,
moved
he, so- on. He sold his music to a company that ultimately was owned by BlackRock, who also owned part of the vaccine company.
He's a grumpy Canadian retard who's a fake liberal like the rest of them.
Yeah, he's a piece. He was like a notorious piece of shit in the 60s and 70s. Great music.
Yeah,
but
he was a psycho.
Piece of shit. Yeah.
Old man, look at Flo from Progressive. I'm gonna fuck her in the asshole.
He makes a whole album.
Old man, look at Jake from State Farm. He's a dirty black guy.
Dude, I want to make a whole album where I talk about the different people from commercials I want to fuck. You want to fuck like the Geico gecko? You want to fuck the Budweiser frogs? But this song, Unknown Legend, it like you know the type of lady he's talking about, where it's like you see her and she has a certain way about her, the way she places the eggs on the table, and you see the wrinkles, the scars in her hands from
a lady,
you know, when she got hit by a train.
A lady who was meant for a better life, but now she's in the Last Picture Show and she's 45.
Yeah.
But you go, there's something almost beautiful about her, like a flower growing in a desert that was just beaten to death by the harsh desert winds.
You see those hard, grease
stains
on her fingers. And you go,
I want a titty fucker.
You go, I want to fuck her and then never call her.
Exactly.
And ruin her month.
I want to give her the last bit of hope that a man's going to come and change everything. And she's like, where? She's like, are you just going to fuck me and leave me? I'm like, no, I really like you. I think we have a connection. Then I fuck her and then I leave and I never talk
to her. Well, let me see. Well, it says she was an unknown legend in her time. That's what it says here. Now she's dressed in two kids looking for a magic kiss. She gets the faraway look in her eyes. So this guy, he's hung over in a diner and he sees a mother of two that's just trying to make it through the day. And so this is the type of guy who thinks she wants to fuck him, actually. So he's a retard.
Yeah.
Because he goes, somewhere on a desert highway, she rides a Harley Davidson.
Is that actually Neil Young?
Her long blonde hair.
I don't think it's Neil Young.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Neil Young.
Yeah, Unknown Legend by Neil Young. It's my favorite Neil Young song.
Sitting on a heart of rape.
Do you know Neil Young has an album called Trans?
He does?
Yeah. It's supposed to be like Trans Am, but it's called Trans. Yeah.
Somewhere on a desert, I'm gay.
I don't know. Is that really Neil Young? Are you looking exactly at that?
She's been running half her life. The
it sounds like somebody else
steel
to me.
She rides.
Yeah, it sounds like John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm singing it all fucked
well,
up.
Well, does it say Neil Young? What are you looking
at? Yeah. Unknown Legend by Neil. I'm not making it up.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big
Neil
Young.
Young
fan.
It's Neil Young. It's Neil Young.
The first album I actually ever got.
After the
my
his balls.
Wow.
What?
I'm trying to wake
balls.
Him up. He's drunk as a skunk. Over
are you
here.
Kidding me? I am carrying you.
No, he did a bunch of cocaine with John Knopf last night.
Yeah, John and Devin are getting really into the coke.
Not
scene.
At all. I call him a fat fuck that will die soon, and I really try and make him feel bad about all his
this
decisions.
Guy does coke with John Knopf all night, and then he shows up to the podcast.
That
he's just
true.
Screaming.
Right. Well, John does coke because he thinks it's soda. Yeah. And we will. It's the end of the podcast, so we will edit this out.
No. We're not editing it out. Fuck
you. You kidding me? That's
a
nothing
retard.
Compared to what I did.
I went to Connor's show last night, and I just relentlessly just ripped John to shreds in front of people.
I did Haywatch on Friday. I almost feel it's funny because you start shitting on him, and then I guess I'm too weak. I start to feel bad.
Yeah,
that he's getting shit on.
No,
so
dude,
much.
He needs it.
He needs.
He's gonna be dead very soon if
he's,
we don't.
He
like,
doesn't. He's doing this annoying thing where it's like, John, you don't just represent your own body and vessel.
Mm-hmm.
If you die, you ruin my life. We love you.
That's what I all love you. I told
we
him.
We can't do this.
We
go,
have to bury you,
stop.
John.
I go,
and by the way, we have to pay for your funeral, too.
And I don't know any
that.
Plot of land big enough to carry his body.
We're burning that guy.
You kidding me?
Yeah. We're putting him in a Folger camp.
Jesus Christ. We got to fucking rent an island out just to bury him?
Yeah, or we put him in the incinerator at Arby's. We turn him into horsey sauce.
Turn him into a Little Caesar's fucking cardboard box.
Yeah, we bring him to like a fucking like a butcher, and they just put him in that big thing that they make ham out of.
Yeah. They hand us 80 slices of John.
Mickey Rourke has to fucking put John through the thing.
Wrapping John in that paper you only get at the deli.
They take him to the La Brea tar pits.
Just push him in.
But
push him in and watch him sink for 9 hours.
But by the way, this guy in this song, this is John, basically, because he's like, because John would stop at probably a roadside diner in the desert, And then John romanticizes about like saving this woman. And then, but the reality is, if John asked this woman like on a date, she'd be like, no, what is wrong with you? It's like, I have a nice life.
He's
like, you're a retard with a Harley Davidson. I don't want to.
Well, you waddled in on your Harley Davidson.
Yeah, he
it
did.
Doesn't look like you could ride that.
Yeah,
thing.
He did. He was, that's what they'd say. He was doing the thing where he was trying to park it, and then as he's trying to turn off, he accidentally hits the ignition, and the bike goes through the front yeah. window of the diner.
John right now is Seth Green in The Italian Job when he shows up on that motorcycle and he keeps dropping it.
Yeah, I swear to God,
the Italian BMT job.
The amount of times,
Jace, come on,
good. That's very good.
The Italian
very,
BMT
very
job,
good.
Very good,
very good, very good. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. A second here on the show, you got to mm-hmm. keep up. We're calling people fat. We're calling them gay. Take
mm-hmm.
notes.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Take notes, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, John is the guy who's trying to rev to impress people, and the bike just takes off down the road and goes into a car, and then he's like, oh, fuck, and then he has to run away with this helmet.
John
on.
Tried to show me, he goes, no, dude, look how fucking sick it is. And mm-hmm. then he showed me a picture of him next to his motorcycle,
yeah.
and it was the gayest photo I've ever seen in my entire yeah. life.
It looks like he's about to fuck the motorcycle. It looks like he's about to get fucked by it. Like, the wheel's going to go in his ass and go a bunch.
He gets fucked by it.
Yeah, I know. I was so mad at him when he said that thing at dinner, and I was like, I unfortunately love you. I won't go to your funeral, idiot. Like, you yeah. have to, you do owe things to people in your life. Like, yeah. you can't just die
because
you're
dying. You can't just
keep
being this reckless because it's like, exactly. I'm different than you.
Actions have consequences.
Someone kept screaming, like, no, 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 it's John. It's been John's dream for 6 years to get a motorcycle. I'm like, yeah, it's every loser's yeah. dream to get a motorcycle one yeah. day. Congrats.
You know what I think about your dreams? Kill yourself. Who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, my dreams. Yeah, we all got them. None of them came true, dumbass.
John goes, but obviously, if like I had a kid or something like you, I wouldn't get a motorcycle. I'm like, so you're saying if you had anything at all to live for,
yeah.
then you wouldn't get a motorcycle. That's what you're yeah, telling me. You're yeah, telling yeah. me, buddy, I have nothing to live for.
Yeah, buddy, I'll just make you guys sad, and I don't give a shit.
And
yeah.
then he literally started doing the Louis thing where he goes, if you think about it, it's smart to ride a motorcycle.
Mm.
Remember that Louis episode when he's buying the Triumph?
Yeah, yeah.
Where John started arguing that it's actually safer.
Yeah.
And you know why? You know why he says it's safer?
Why?
I don't know if you guys talked about this on Hate Watch already. He says...
No, I don't think so.
He claims it's safer to ride a motorcycle because he can't listen to music. Swear to God,
he goes,
said
dude,
that to
I can't vape. I can't vape on it.
He yeah, can't yeah. vape on it, and he can't listen
by
to music.
By the way, within 2 months, he's going to be doing both of those things at the same
dude,
time.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to have like a vape. Yeah. He's going to drill a hole in his helmet.
You tell me John is not going to listen to like Frankenstein by Edgar Winterband while he rides a shitty motorcycle through Koreatown.
Listening to Foghat.
Yeah, listening to burr, 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 burr. And then he flies through the window of a fucking coupe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to keep making fun of John, like, on this show. I'll go on Hate Watch to make fun of John, too. Mm-hmm. I call John and make fun of him. I got it. Mm-hmm. I care about him, and I love him. It's the only way I know how to get him to stop being him.
Yep. You got to beat some people down.
Somewhere on a desert highway, there's a fat retard who can barely drive his new Harley Davidson.
Did you see Joey took a video of John peeling
yes,
out in his Harley Davidson?
I did, yeah. yes.
And he's wobbling, and he's too fat to ride
it.
It
looked like a bird leaving the nest. It looked not good.
Dude, that video? Where can I find that video? Is it on Joey's Twitter or something?
I think Joey got deleted off his story.
Yeah, yeah. Joey
we played
it
on
you.
Hate Watch.
Go to Hate Watch. You can
Hate
see
Watch
it.
Is an episode.
Which one?
Right?
It'll be out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, because Jay said Hate Watch on Friday. Okay.
I did Hate Watch, by the way. Go check that out.
The video of him trying to ride.
Just
and
water.
You know in his head he thinks he is,
you know,
like, it's fucking, like, he's Dracula.
You know,
where he's, like, on fire, and he's
yes.
a skull, and he's,
but
like.
But he looks like Jigsaw on the little bicycle.
Yeah. He's also a new uncle.
He is?
His
ah,
sister just had a kid, so he's like now the Raising Arizona guy with an uncle.
It's like, come on, we're not going to get tattoos for you, buddy.
No.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this up. Patreon.com/LemonParty.
God bless you all.
We'll see you all on the other side.
Bye.
Devin, Hey, Watch Pod, Jason, at Sad Drawings by Jason. LemonParty.life, DC, Philly, Boston, New York. Come see us next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
A
West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maid, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West.